Hello, friends. We had a quiet day on Monday. Very pleasant. Big Dave and Pamela visited, and during their stay, during the conversation, I recalled our wedding day of 67 years ago. How I got 5 days compassionate leave to get married from Monday to Friday. On the way up from to the north and the south, I stopped off in London to buy a ring. It cost me £1. Travelled on, arrived at Mary's place in the evening, and on the Wednesday we went to the registry office. Paid him another 7 and 6 to get married. I got a bargain. For £1, 7 and 6, I got one of the nicest women you could ever meet, and she's remained that way ever since. I had 30 messages, which I am answering as well as I can. On Wednesday, we were visited by Wolfie and a nicer lady I've not yet met. She got to our house about 11. Kathy picked her up in the car from the station and brought her home. And for the next 4 hours, we talked of things of subjects that interested us. We found her jovial, very sociable. We didn't forget to converse about her football club. I said if they carried on playing well over the next 3 or 4 games, they would win that league. Well, they did all right yesterday. They won yesterday. Anyway, all good things come to an end. And at 3 o'clock, we were saying goodbye to Wolfie. They were with a heavy heart. She gave me a hug. That was prior to the number of hugs she gave me for people who asked her to. Kathy and Mary went with her to the station, so off on the train. I was with her every inch of the way back home. My thoughts were with her. What a nice lady. Sunday this morning, it's a lovely day. A bit chilly at the front of the house, but at the back where the sun shines, it's lovely and warm. In fact, I might go outside for an hour. Yesterday I visited Watford, sat in my usual place while the girls went shopping and watched the world go by. I like that place. I like Saturdays there, but it was a very cool wind. Although the sun was shining, the wind was cool. Anyway, we got back there safely. Now for a joke. The Pope was flagging a taxi down. He asked him if he could get to the airport in 10 minutes. The taxi man says, no, I can't do it. It's too far a time. The Pope says, well, let me drive. He says, I can do it. So the taxi man says, OK. And he got in the back. The Pope got in the driving seat. They were doing fine until the copper stopped them, pulled them over. And when they stopped, he asked the Pope to wind the window down. He immediately got in his blow to headquarters and said, I need help. I stopped the taxi, I need help. So the man at the headquarters said, well, have you got in there? The Lord Mayor. No bigger than that. A film star. No bigger than that. Tennis player. No bigger than that. The president. No bigger than that. The man said, who the hell have you got in the back there? The policeman said, I don't know who the hell he is, but he's got this Pope for a chauffeur. Well, that's all for the time. I hope you're all feeling well. I'm not too bad. Cheerio, people. Cheerio.